Hello, world. Today is an amazing day to be you. That's right, you. You amazing, wonderful, magical person who has amazing ideas and is just full of awesomeness. Did you know that you're really full of awesomeness? You truly are. I mean, today is a great day to be you. If you've ever listened to my other programs for the last 10, 20 years, I can't even remember how long, but I've always been saying that today is the first day of the rest of your life. So choose to live it well. You know, if you know me, you know I am a luxury gypsy. I love to travel. I love to go on adventures. I love to find cool, amazing things. And I love to find treasures. I'm a huge fan of going to like resale shops like the Goodwill because there's always some cool treasure that I would never go to a store looking for. But then I find it and I'm like, this is so cool. You know, I love farmers markets. I love vending. I love events and festivals where there's all kinds of vendors who have products from all over the world, stuff that you don't find very often at a grocery store or at a mall, but stuff that you can find on these fun adventures. So when I say today is the first day of the rest of your life, my dad said that forever. That was like, it was on our fridge as a kid growing up. You know, today is the first day of the rest of your life. And it's just a powerful statement because you can't linger on yesterday and you can't worry about the future all the time. You really need to focus on the present that is the present. And if you know where you are right now and it's not where you want to be, then what can you start doing today to get you in a better position? You know, can you start planning and plotting for a better life, a better job, a better partner, or being a better partner, being a better employee, being a better person? Because most likely if you're somewhere or working somewhere or in a relationship, then just changing your own mindset about it and giving a little bit more, a little more positivity, a little more positive energy, a little more support. You know, if you're an employee somewhere and you're not giving your 100% while you're on the job, then your job probably isn't that great. But if you give your potential or you offer to help or you just start helping, you know, if you notice that the business you're working at could really use some social media presence and you know how to do it, then why don't you draft up some ideas? And be like, hey, boss, I know we need some help with our social media. I made 3 posts here that I think you should review and consider. I think it's a great way to reach out to our customers. Or, hey, I talked to customer so-and-so yesterday, and they said that they found another store on this site. We should really look into that. And, you know, you may not get a positive response right away because, you know, sometimes bosses are either nervous or shocked that someone actually is stepping up to the plate, especially if you haven't been playing your full game before. But if you start doing it and just little by little, just keep contributing, you'll notice that not only do you love your job more, but you may give yourself a raise because now you've just created a position for yourself where you're essential. You're providing more to the company. You're providing more to the business. You could do the same thing in your relationship. If you've noticed your relationship starting to slack, maybe you're not having as much fun together, maybe you're not getting as intimate as you used to be, then maybe dressing up a little nicer, you know, do your hair and makeup or go get your hair cut or, you know, shave or whatever it is that you need to do, you know, dress nice, you know, wear something that that other person said, oh, I love it when you wear that, but you haven't worn it in years. You know, find something that excites you. If you haven't worn perfume in a while and your partner really likes a certain cologne or perfume you wear, you know, put a little on. Don't go crazy, just a little bit. Some people are very allergic to perfume, myself included. I cannot handle that old lady perfume that lingers in the air. Oh my God, my asthma just poof through the roof. So that's my poison. Aye. But the bottom line is like, what can you be giving more of today? Because today is the first day of the rest of your life. I mean, it's the first day. Like every minute you wake up right now, now is the present. It is the first day of the rest of your life. So you're starting now to create the rest of your life. What does the rest of your life look like? Do you want to be an amazing partner, an amazing, you know, business person, an amazing student, an amazing parent, an amazing child, an amazing brother, sister, whatever it is that you have in your life that you feel like you haven't contributed enough in? You know, I personally created a really amazing event that gives people the opportunity to come together and to be their true, authentic self. That is the mission behind the Love Burn, is to create a happy, prosperous community that encourages interactive art. And part of that is giving people the authentic ability to be their authentic self when they're present. My first experience at Burning Man, I just remember literally getting to the gates and seeing the welcome home sign, and I just honestly felt embraced by the community. I felt I had found my people, and just everything clicked. You know, all these things that had been, all the puzzle pieces of my life had finally just come together, and it just all made sense that I had finally found my community, my tribe, my collection of people. And I want to give that same thing back to other people, whether it's through the event or through coaching or through training or through the books that I create or the cartoons. You know, I want to give that sense of welcome home, that wholeness, that happy feeling you get when things just start to feel right. Because today is the first day when you're welcome home to the rest of your life. And if you can define what the rest of your life is, you'll know from my other programs, if you listen to my other podcasts, I'm really about creating a positive life, getting your motivation in order, and getting things together. So if you could take a break right now and write out, what do I want with the rest of my life? Now, that is a huge task to take on, trust me, okay? But if you can come up with just a couple things right now, it doesn't have to be big, just a couple things, like, oh, I want to get a degree in this. Okay, but why? Why do you want a degree in that? Or why do you want to work at a certain company? You know, who do you want to surround yourself with? I'm a huge believer in writing it out, getting clarity on it. And I love the computer, but the pen to paper, the mind connects differently. You know, the writing it out, you can see your handwriting, you can see the flow, and you're welcome to do it on pen and paper. You're welcome to record an audio on your phone. You're welcome to record a selfie video, however you want to describe your future life. And then you can adjust it, switch it, change it up, correct it, you know, because the more clarity you get on what you really want with the rest of your life, the more clarity you can get on where you're going and how today fits into that. Are you working at the company you want to work for to get to the rest of your life? Is it paying you enough? Are you working hard enough to get promoted? You know, are you working smart? Are you contributing? Are you participating? You know, if you're not working, is there a certain thing you want to do to bring in money? Or if money's not a problem for you and you just want to travel, why? How do you want to travel? And what's your give back to the world? You know, we all love to contribute and give back. Just identifying what is the give back you want. For me, it's the Love Burn. I volunteer for that event. I host it. I do all the work. I love it. I love events. It's an easy thing for me. Everyone has something that's easy for them. What's easy for you that you don't even think it's like a skill? You're just like, oh, I can do that so easily. You know, for some people, it's computer programming. For others, it's photography. For some, it's web design. It's that thing that you literally could get up right now and speak for 20 hours about, just something you love. I could talk about Burning Man. I could talk about Love Burn. I could talk about business. I could talk about software and marketing and raising a child and being in a successful marriage and surviving a failed marriage. And like, there's a lot of things in your life that you've survived through and that you've gone through. You know, some people have medical issues they've dealt with. Others have, you know, travel and fun adventures. And maybe you have a little bit of everything. You know, I'm a luxury gypsy. I love to travel luxuriously, but also kind of on the down low. Like, you know, when I go to a makeup place to get my makeup done, they literally put like mascara on me. I'm like, could you decorate me a little more? They're like, no, you've got that bohemian look. I'm like, yeah, but I want to be dressed up. So, you know, they typecast me as that. And I'm like, okay, well, if that's what I look like, I am a luxury gypsy, you know. I like to go low profile. I like to have fun. I love to wear rainbows and surround myself with other traveling adventurers who can teach me stuff, you know. I'm a huge fan of the world culture and seeing the world. I've lived all over this beautiful country, the United States. And I have, you know, I've spent many months in multiple cities when I was traveling and teaching sales. And it was just a really great way to get to know the culture. I honestly believe it takes about 3 to 4 months to really like get to know a place, you know, get to know the way that people behave and interact and the way they communicate with each other and what's truth to them and what's relationships to them and what's honest to them and what are the typecast jobs that you can find. You know, like in Miami, everyone's a promoter, you know, like it's just funny because that's just, you know, you get to Miami, you're like, oh, you're a promoter or a DJ. Okay, promoter or a DJ. And it's just, it's funny. Now it's totally different. I mean, it's a little different now. Now there's like Bitcoin. It's like the cryptocurrency capital and it's an art hub thanks to Love Burn and other our art projects and the Knight Foundation's there and Miami is just an amazing place and it's constantly growing, you know? And every city has its like cultural thing, its creation of like what it was, what it is, what it could be. Just like your life, you know, what it is, what it was, and what it could be. And what do you want it to be now? What can you do today? You know, today is the first day of the rest of your life. The first day, take that initiation energy that we talked about before. Talk about that inertia, the excitement you get from the first, something new, that uninformed optimism you're living with because you're not sure what the obstacles are going to be yet. Just do it, you know, start taking some actions, you know, to get there. You know, there is reality involved too, but like, the universe makes a way for things to happen. If you know what you want, there's a really great quote. I have to find the book for you. But essentially, it talks about how when you finally make that decision, then the universe will come together and create that path for you to get there. And it's just knowing what you want enables the world, the people around you, to give it to you or to have it available to you. Like I was joking the other day about the blue Tesla. You know, I was like, oh, you know, every time I think about a blue Tesla, it shows up. Well, yesterday, like I literally was driving and I was sitting at a stop sign and I was like, oh, and I just closed my eyes. I wasn't even thinking. I was just like, oh, I bet there's two blue Teslas sitting right next to me. And I looked over and on the left, there was a blue Tesla SUV, just like the one I want. And on the right, there was a blue Tesla SUV. And I was like, oh, that's just hilarious. I said, I bet there'll be even more. And then next thing you know, there's another Tesla. I'm like, okay, great. Like, it's the car I'm manifesting. And even the other day, I told my son, I'm like, oh, what car are you bringing today? I'm like, oh, I'm bringing the blue car. I don't own a blue car yet. So it's just one of those things. Like, that's one of the things I want to put in my life. I just need to line it up and just put it in my life. Like, make it happen. And the funny thing is the universe will put together things in place if I choose to accept them to line up that situation happening. So where are you in your life that you're blocking things from coming to you? You're blocking that success that you know, like, hey, if I'd have just made that phone call. Like today I met a guy who super awesome background. He runs multiple companies, everything from real estate to oil companies to a sports team league. And happens to live on the street that my dream house is on. So it was just one of those random like business friend connections. We happen to be at the same place dealing with the same situation, you know, that neither of us wanted to deal with. But it's just one of those things you got to do, like going to the DMV. There's things you got to do. So that opportunity came. So, of course, I gave him my card as well. And then he emailed me. And now we're like in communication to maybe do some business together. So, you know, I have this little money bag on my desk and it says sometimes all you need is $1 billion. Now, if you were given access to $1 billion, what would you do with it? If you were given access to $1 billion to use as you wanted, what would you do? Do you know the answer? If not, this is where it's really about getting clarity. For me, it's my cartoon, it's educational programs, it's this franchise of this amazing business idea that I came up with and shared with my husband and some other partners, and they all just fell like crazy for it. And it's awesome, and I don't want to tell you now because I'm not giving it away until it's available. But so I know what I would do with mine. Like, I have clarity on my life and my goals, and I want to be a speaker and I want to motivate. I love talking with people. I love pulling out their great ideas. So for me, that is what inspires me. That's my present of my presence. And I love writing. I like the podcast because I don't have to get all my makeup done and everything like that. Like, I'm all dressed up right now, but normally I like to not have to worry about like the camera and the wrinkles. And as you get older, you're just like, oh, I gotta do my hair. And I live in Florida. Anyways, excuses. The bottom line is I like doing a podcast, the audio version, because I can just talk. I can use my voice. You know, and I've been a speaker on stage for many years. I love it. I love talking with people and listening to people and identifying how do they make today better. You know, what things can they put into their life and what obstacles can they take out of their way to get to where they want to go? So let's get some clarity. I want you to take a few minutes and write down, today is the first day of the rest of my life. I choose to live it well. And then think about what it is that you would do if today were your perfect day, that you were actually focused on the rest of your life. And then just also write down, like, if I had access to $1 billion, what would I do with that? And I know those are two really big projects, but do it. I'm going to sit here and do mine again because it's always good to get more clarity on your life. You know, just because you've won something or you've been successful or you've hit a salary level, it doesn't mean the game's over. Produced a movie or written a song, it doesn't mean the game's over. Now it's like, okay, great. That was awesome. I've learned some things. I'm getting better. Now what's next? So Let's do this exercise. It's really fun. If you can do it in your car while you're driving, just talk into your phone, get some clarity. But today is the first day of the rest of my life. I choose to live it well. And then suddenly I have access to someone with $1 billion or a program with $1 billion. What would I do with that money? How would I empower the world? Would I fix a problem? Would I deal with trash? Would I deal with recycling? Would I set up shift homes for people who are living out as refugees somewhere in the world? I mean, there's a lot of world problems that are happening right now that we're not paying attention to. And that if you have that talent or that ability, the world needs it now more than ever. There are people who've been living in tents for years now because they're refugees and they lost their homes. You know, there's women and children. There's people who've been raised in these cultures that have never actually had like a home, like an actual sheltered home. And then there's some places that have shelters, but they're not in very great condition. But there's amazing companies that are creating stuff like that, maybe getting on board with one of those companies. I'm not saying you have to start from scratch. Find an organization that's doing what you love. You know, I had a friend who wanted to start her own suicide hotline. I'm like, there's already a suicide hotline. Can you go and help them with your skills instead of spending 5 years starting from scratch? Can you find an organization that's already doing it and make it even better, you know? So I'm Angela DiCarlo, and you can always find me at angeladicarlo.com. And remember that today is the first day of the rest of your life, so choose to live it well. Go and do that exercise right now, and I will see you at the next podcast. Make today as amazing as you are.